Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine own, and mine own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. See what love the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. We are called to be children of God. He gives this to us as a gift. He adopts us as his children. He calls us to do his will. And his will is for our benefit. Every last one of the commandments that he gives us is for our benefit, to extend his truth, his life, his love, his beauty, his goodness throughout the whole world. And when we obey him and do what he wills for us, we find that our lives are good. That does not mean that we do not have suffering, that we do not have problems in our lives, that we can avoid pain, that we can avoid death. But he makes a promise to us, which is an eternal promise. We are his children. We are his children. In our gospel today, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. They know my voice. They hear my voice. How many of us can hear the voice of even those who have been gone a long time? I can hear my grandmother's voice, my grandfather's voice, my father, my mother. I know their voice. Everything they ever told me was true. They told me the truth. They told me to be a good boy. They told me to go out and do good works. They told me to follow the Lord Jesus. And I think all of us can have that experience. All of us share in that experience. We know the voice of our shepherds. We know the voice of the ones who spoke truth to us, who always lead us and guide us and help us and protect us. The good sheep, the good shepherd, as Jesus says, lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus spoke this before he was crucified. And many of the people did not understand exactly what he meant, but they knew what sheep were. They saw sheep. And sheep follow along. They go in a group. They just follow behind the shepherd. They get herded in by dogs. You know, they follow the way. They kind of stay together. They need protection, though, because there are wolves out there. And Jesus warns us about wolves in sheep's clothing because he tells us that the world is not always what it should be, the way the Heavenly Father expects the world to be. We have to know this. Peter, in the first letter, talks about the stone that was rejected by the builders. The builders try their best, but they sometimes miss something. They sometimes find that they have their own will, and their will might conflict with the will of the Heavenly Father. And so they reject what could be, in fact, the cornerstone. Jesus was rejected by those who tried to build their religion upon the rules and regulations without taking it into their hearts, without taking it into them in an authentic and genuine way. And he talked to those people in a certain way. And he speaks to us sometimes like that, correcting us, not to punish us, but to call us to be his children. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. This psalm, this verse from the psalm, was a processional psalm, a psalm that was sung as the people entered into the temple in Jerusalem. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus comes in the name of the Lord. He is the stone that is rejected. But he doesn't have to be the rejected stone. He can be the stone upon which we build our faith in him, in the stone upon which he builds a holy temple, a holy people, a holy priesthood. We are called to be his own forever, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd. Sometimes people don't want to do what the Lord wants them to do, and sometimes we don't want to do what the Lord wants us to do. Sometimes we might, you know, do those things that we all know what they are, gossiping, speaking poorly of other people, not forgiving other people when they harm us. All of those things are things that we need to really work at, that the Lord calls us away from. So today, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us rejoice in this great good Lord of ours, who constantly calls us as his sheep to follow him. Come today, pick up your cross and follow me. That is what he says. He doesn't tell us that life is going to be real simple and easy. He tells us to take up our cross and follow him. So let's try our best. Come to the sacraments. Come to the sacrament of confession. Keep coming to this holy sacrifice of the Mass. And you know, in the end, we will have one flock and one shepherd, because we have this good shepherd. We have Jesus. He knows his own, and his own know him.